This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, you gotta love, Lee, how it is an actual news story. When Coca-Cola is going to use a real ingredient that occurs in nature, in Coke,
that is a
major breakthrough news story, and being hailed, by the way, as a total victory for Donald Trump. If that doesn't show you how fake our food is, I don't know. I don't know what does.
Well, I think it's interesting that this is an ingredient that was continued to be used outside of the U.S.
Yes.
It was only here where they were putting the, you know, the high fructose corn syrup in there instead of the cane sugar. So
I know. Anyway. And that's the thing. I'm really, my patience is really wearing thin with these companies talking about, oh, we need 2-year transition period. You make this stuff outside the country. Nobody poisons their own citizens like the United States of America. And they've just gotten used to being able to use this just absolutely fake stuff in our food. It makes us very sick and frustrating, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm not a big fan of, I'll put it this way. I'm not a consumer of soft drinks much anymore anyway. So.
No, I'm not either. Not on the PhD weight loss plan. I will occasionally have a Diet Coke though. Just to try to stay awake and stuff. So, all right. So top 10 news story in the country, Ozzy Osbourne died yesterday morning, surrounded by his family.
Yeah,
I think the bigger story there is that he actually made it to 76.
I know, that's exactly right. I'm still, not making any death wishes for any of the other stars, but I mean, you still got the Stones out there. I mean, you know, three of the original members of Led Zeppelin still around with us. We've got two of the original members of the Beatles still with us. Eric Clapton's still out there. So, you know.
Yeah. In the early 2000s, he reinvented himself, made his family just as famous with the TV reality show The Osbournes.
Yeah.
Not many people come back really from biting the head off a bat and a pigeon and snorting a line of ants.
Oof.
Yeah. He also got arrested for peeing on the Alamo while wearing his wife's dress.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was back when he was consuming massive amounts of mind-altering substances. And honestly, the life he lived was really wild. Toward the end, he actually became a Christian and kicked the drug habit. So this is like, you know, he's got a two-phase life. But he was kind of wild. I mean, people don't realize this. He tried to kill Sharon Osbourne and came to afterward in a police department.
I felt the calmest I'd ever felt in my life.
He came into the room and he said, "We've come to a decision that you've got to die." You know, he was calm and then just suddenly he lunged across at me. He just dived on me and started to choke me. He got me down on the ground on top of me, and I was feeling for stuff on the table, and I felt the panic button, and I just pressed it. Next thing I know, cops were there.
All I remember was waking up in Amersham Jail, and I asked the cop, why am I here? Because I've been arrested for attempted murder of Sharon Osbourne. I'm like...
Does it make you feel uncomfortable when you talk about it?
Well, it's not exactly one of my greatest achievements.
Yeah, he's a wild man. Absolute wild man. And one of the things about him that, or her, she doesn't get a lot of credit. She is a marketing genius. A lot of his success was because of her. She's incredibly talented in her own right. And even, you know, despite that, though, he cheated on her. They divorced. They got back together. Tried to kill her. I mean, you want to talk about a toxic relationship? But
toxic doesn't begin to describe it.
It seems to have worked out in the end. She was there by his bedside. You know. So, a lot of you have listened to me for a long time. No, I love Ozzy Osbourne's music. I was not supposed to have the cassette tape of Ozzy Osbourne. I was a Catholic schoolgirl. Yeah. I snuck it into the house, listened to it on the Walkman. And I just thought that, you know, his personal life aside, I thought he was an amazing, amazing artist. I love this supercut right here. Half of these songs are on my playlist. That, I mean, most recent time I was listening to Ozzy Osbourne was while lifting weights at the gym 2 days ago. That's how much I love his music. I truly do. And I love the, he did such a wide variety. Yes, he was kind of like metal slash rock influence, but he did such a wide variety. I mean, he could put on the makeup and scream, but it was actually good. But he could also, you know, do stories like "Mom, I'm Coming Home" and "November Rain." I mean, love "November Rain." Love those stories. That are told in those songs. They're just beautiful songs. And I don't think he gets credit. I think he gets more credit for
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wild stuff that he does for
as old as I am, I remember the original Black Sabbath stuff. So, anyway.
Which do you like better?
I prefer the early days.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's and not to put down. I mean, you know, obviously very influential and extremely talented. I don't get me wrong. I mean, his solo stuff has inspired a lot of modern day rock musicians. But the early days of Black Sabbath, the heavy metal stuff, was more of my taste at that time.
So you like that better than, hold on, I love this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song, actually. I love Crazy Train. One of my favorite songs. It's on my playlist. I love it. But, you know, I got to tell you, what's so amazing is that genre of music is dead. Something I never thought would happen.
Yeah,
it really is dead. There's
I am very disappointed in current rock, period. I mean, there's some offshoots of it which I like. I mean, I think that there's some interesting sort of folk acoustic rock that is out there now on some of the alternative stations and stuff, which is semi interesting. But I just haven't found any bands past the Foo Fighters that I really have any interest in listening to currently.
There aren't any. Rock and roll is dead. If you had told me that would happen,
I think it's in a coma. I don't think it's dead.
I
rock and roll
right.
will never
Somebody
die.
Needs to bring it back.
But
we need a band. Think about it was the question when I was growing up was which was the hot rock band? You know what I mean? Or which was the style of rock that was the most popular now?
Yeah.
There isn't one. There's not a, you know what I mean? Like it was, it was Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Or wow, was this, wow, was that? It just died. And I hate that. I have this theory. Okay. I think Hollywood deliberately killed it because it was white and male. And I think that's why rock died. I think that a lot of these producers were very liberal. A lot of these record labels were very liberal and they wanted it to go away. And I think it was a politically incorrect thing. And I think that's why it died. I'm convinced of that. I'm convinced if this generation
could hear it. But that was the purpose of rock and roll. It was politically incorrect.
Well, yeah, but that's when it got killed.
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you what, somebody called or texted here one time, came with the best idea. Because you're talking about trying to get your teenagers to tell you something other than, how's your day? Great.
Yeah.
And came up with the idea, hey, you play them a song, they play you a song.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about that. Yeah.
My daughter and I do this constantly. We do this multiple times a week when we're in the car together. Yeah. Our playlists are very, very similar. And she did not like rock at first. Did not like it. Couldn't stand it. Sounded weird to her. She loves it now. I'm convinced if this generation could just hear rock, new rock, old rock, any kind of rock, they would love it.
Now, my youngest daughter, who's in her mid-20s now, is she's got very good musical taste. Very broad. I mean, she's into a lot of stuff that I'm not interested in, but I mean, she's got good musical taste, and so occasionally I do hear some new artists, which are, it's interesting. I get it. Not necessarily something I'll be listening to. I'll still be listening to my Rush stuff, but and Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and all that. But she's got some good taste, and there are some good current artists out there. Don't get me wrong. It's just the real harder edge rock and roll, like Ozzy did and Black Sabbath and stuff. There's just I'm not hearing it these days. Maybe I'm just not getting exposed to it, but I don't hear it.
Or, like I said, any kind. It doesn't even have to be the metal phase. It could be something else. You know what my daughter said to me the other day? I had to try so hard not to laugh. She said, Mom, I found this really cool band the other day. You want to hear it? And I said, yeah, sure. She's like, I love their music. And I was like, cool, great. Thinking it's going to be one of these newfangled bands she always plays for me. She goes, they're called Green Day. I was like, oh, yeah. And so she played two songs. And then I was like, okay, what? Listen to this Green Day song, okay? And she's like, oh, I like that one better. How did you know? And I'm like, look at the ear.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at the ear. Because, the YouTube will just suggest YouTube music, which I love. They read your mind. They'll suggest what you want to hear. Yeah. And then it'll pop up. That's how she discovered Green Day. And I'm like, yeah, that's from my day.
Yeah.
I was like, don't let that ruin it for you.
Well, that was back in the day when I was on the air playing Green Day. So.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Rest in peace, Ozzy. He'll live forever because he's never coming off my playlist.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.